What kind of vehicle are you driving?
It was a Denali XL, but it was just more so, it was more trips. We just made it in like 2 trips, so we got everybody away when we got here, and wasn't too many of us here when we got here, so we just kind of, it was good to be here though, you know, and then started game plan and stuff like that. But it was fortunate last night, tried to, you know, really wasn't nothing you could do. They don't start shoveling the backside streets till what, I think they said 24 hours after it stopped snowing. So we all live on back streets. So, I mean, it's pretty rough. So going home, we'll see at least 2 or 3 players, cars on the way over there.
I'm surprised you didn't just stack those guys up like firewood in the back.
we're too big. We tried. I mean, you thought that, I thought at least get at least 6 or 7. No, we got like maybe 4 or 5 because there's some big guys back there. Yeah. But we made it in here.
All right. That's what your job is as a young guy.
Hey, that's just a team. That's just a team. Team player. Not no young guy. Team player.
All right.
All right.
Cornerback, safety, special teamer, chauffeur now.
Shuttle bus. That's what I said on the way home. You better have your bus pass. You're not getting a ride.
who did you end up picking up, Burns? You said you got it.
In our subdivision where I live at, it was, I think it was Steve Cargill, Andre Hall, Damian Nash, Lou Green, Cameron Vaughn. So we all got in the way on the first trip. Then the second trip, I went back and got Keith, who lives off. He doesn't live too far from there. Then I also went and got Dominique. And then on the way in, we saw a couple guys straggling in. Like Ville, he thought, you know, he had a big truck. He tried to drive through a big snow, drift, and he just got stuck. So we saw him walking in shorts. So we picked him up, and it was one other player we got. So it was about 10 people. It was pretty funny, but, you know, it's good that we all got to get in here because, you know, it's tough conditions as long as we got here safely, though.
Did it take any effort to dig your car out? Was it in a garage?
Well, originally, yesterday, I went to take D. Will home, and I got stuck over in his neighborhood. But by my neighborhood, I knew ahead of time, coming from, you know, Virginia and D.C., we get snow a lot. We had a couple blizzards, so what I did was just trying to dig myself out of my parking space, you know. So when I came out in the morning, I wouldn't got plowed in. I knew it was a side street. I knew they were going to come plow, so I've been fine on that way. And then morning, I just drove right out of the spot.
What does it say for this team, just all these guys finding a way to get in when the conditions are really as miserable as this area has seen in a long, long time?
It shows a lot for the team and organization. You know, a lot of guys would have might be dialed it in, but it shows the commitment that we want to win. We know it's a vital game, and even if we can't go out there physically and do it mentally, you know, this game is more mental than anything. So we had to get out there and get those mental reps, and then we did get some physical reps in as well and kind of get through it so we're not behind, we're still on schedule.
Was it a little different, though, not being in the bubble and being in the training center?
Well, we've played in there before. It was kind of, the tempo was a little different, but, you know, sometimes you just got to go through it. You know, there's some guys that don't even get to go physically through it. You know, you take those mental reps. So, you know, it's all about, I think the mental preparation is the best thing we got out of today.
Was there a fear of facing Mike Shanahan if you didn't get here?
Oh, this morning, it was pretty funny. You know, you wake up and all night you see all the highways closed, and you also see like the side streets closed. And I woke up this morning, and I know my mom said to me, "Oh, you gotta go into work." And I looked on the website, and Coach Shanahan made a statement that made it pretty clear that we were gonna be here and on time. He said it was something like, I guarantee everybody be here in their own ways. They'll have their own stories, but I'm sure everybody be here. So I got right in my truck and drove right on off. And we got, a lot of guys got up early though, because we knew we planned ahead. Then a couple got up like 6:30 and started getting out. So we got in here pretty early.
What time did you have to be here?
Tip 8:15. We didn't move meetings back because there were so many guys that weren't held up. But we got nothing. I got up like 6:30, and I know my phone was ringing. I had missed 2 calls already by 6:30, so it shows how early people were preparing for this.
What do you drive?
Denali XL. So it's just, you know, but a lot of times it's not. I mean, I have Damian Nash. He has a Hummer, and it's just the parking lot conditions is just so treacherous that he got stuck. I mean, his car was literally lifted off. Demetrian has a 4x4. He has a big truck, but it's because of the situations and, you know, the way you approach the roads that you're going to get stuck. Because, I mean, it doesn't really matter the vehicle. It's kind of the situations.